Mr. Sipp, good morning to you. Now, we've got folks coming in and out of the courtroom, so let's give them a second to accomplish that. And you may proceed.
May it please the court, counsel, I'm Bradley Sipp. I represent the appellant Darwin Brown. The reality here is that Mr. Brown's prior conviction for driving under the influence under the Missouri statute 577010 is not a valid prior for use of enhancement in the state of Nebraska. I'm well aware that there are cases that state that other DUIs in other states, if they satisfy the elements of a Nebraska DUI, are valid priors, but this does not. And it's very similar to the Mitchell case, where the court found that a prior for a Colorado driving while ability impaired was not a valid prior as it relates to a Nebraska DUI. Here in Missouri, their statutory scheme has two separate DUI statutes, 577010, which is driving while intoxicated, and then 577012, which is driving with excessive blood alcohol content. Interestingly, 577010 has no blood alcohol content requirement whatsoever. It only requires that any intoxication in any manner which impairs the ability of the person to operate a motor vehicle would in fact be driving while intoxicated. That is a lower standard than we utilize here in Nebraska. We utilize any appreciable degree, not any degree. So going back and comparing Mr. Brown's case under this Missouri statute to Mitchell, which was the Colorado statute, in Colorado it was a slightest degree of impairment. Slightest in any certainly are less than, and the court found that slightest is less than any appreciable degree.
You're referring to the Colorado prior, is that right?
That's
driving
correct.
While ability impaired.
Yes, and I don't think it matters what these different states are calling it. In Colorado, they of course have a driving while ability impaired, and then they have a driving under the influence. They have, once again, like Missouri, they have two separate statutes. In Missouri, they have this driving while intoxicated that doesn't prescribe any amount of blood alcohol content. And then separately from that, they have 577012, which prescribes the same blood alcohol contents that we have here in Nebraska, which is a threshold of 0.08. I think the important thing, though, is as the Missouri case has the Missouri Supreme Court has defined 577010 there, they say it's any intoxication, and in fact they go on further in their Edwards case to say it's the fact, not the degree of intoxication, that's the significant issue. And in Nebraska, that's simply not our standard. It's a higher standard. It's any appreciable degree. And this court in Mitchell compared that to the Colorado driving while ability impaired statute. As you compare the two statutes, Missouri's driving while intoxicated under 577010 and the Colorado driving while ability impaired, those statutes are similar in what their threshold is for determining if someone in fact is intoxicated or not. Both of those, when you compare them to each other, are clearly lower than Nebraska's standard. I believe it's a simple issue, and because the standard in Missouri is lower, trial counsel pointed that out to the district court judge.
Is it lower or broader?
Well, Judge, I believe it's lower or broader. I don't know that it matters, but I think this court has previously said that just, and this was in Mitchell, just because someone could have qualified, it doesn't necessarily qualify. We have to look at those elements and whether it meets the threshold or not. And any is simply lower than any appreciable. And we know it is because in Colorado, in the Mitchell case, that this court, in determining that Colorado's language of slightest degree was not acceptable for use in order to enhance, slightest and any are both less than any appreciable.
How is intoxicated condition defined in Missouri?
Judge, I would say that intoxicated condition in State v. Edwards is just any intoxication that in any manner appears the ability of a person to operate a motor vehicle.
Well, I meant there's a statutory definition of intoxicated condition under the Missouri statutes, isn't that right, which would inform the reading of the .010 statute that we're looking at.
Judge, I don't believe, I didn't see it directly in 010. There may be some other. What I saw was from State v. Edwards, which was defining 010, much like here in Nebraska, Daly defines by saying that the ingestion of alcohol in any amount to impair to any appreciable degree. Edwards in Missouri, State v. Edwards, defines what, in fact, the Supreme Court there finds as.
What they find as. Okay. So 57.001 parentheses 3 is, I think, a definition of intoxicated condition.
And Judge, I don't have that in front of me. So you've got me on that.
Which would help us understand the statute to which you refer.
Well, Judge, once again, I would just go back to state that if there's a definition, furthermore, though, the Missouri Supreme Court has in Edwards stated what, in fact, that means. And that as they're applying the law in their own state, it's any intoxication in any manner, not to an appreciable degree as we have here in Nebraska.
What do you think the word appreciable means in this context?
Well, I think, Judge, that it means that it has to be something that can be appreciated, that can be recognized.
Capable of being observed? Would that be a fair description?
I think that it might be even more than that, Judge. I'm not certain. I know that this court found that appreciable was in some manner more than slightest. Now, in Mitchell, the court talks about the fact that how that's a driving while ability impaired case, and it's not a DUI case. And I would say here, this is a driving while intoxicated case, and we have to look at the Missouri statutory scheme to see that we've got two separate statutes there. The court here found in Nebraska that there was a difference between appreciable and slightest. I can't get in the court's mind to see exactly why that was, but certainly we know that there is a difference between the two. And I would say that any is even less than slightest.
So you're primarily relying on Missouri case law as opposed to the Missouri definition which Judge Miller-Lerman alluded.
That's correct. I'm pointing to what the Missouri Supreme Court said in State v. Edwards, and they went on to say it's not a fact of the degree of intoxication that's even significant to consider. It's just the fact that there was any. And that's the Missouri Supreme Court saying that as they define their own statute.
Do you know whether the statutory language that you've been asked about came before or after the Edwards decision?
I don't, Judge. There's no further questions. I'll reserve the rest for rebuttal.
Thank you very much. Mr. Meyer, good morning to you.
May it please the Court, my name is Joe Meyer. I'm an Assistant Attorney General here on behalf of the appellee of the State of Nebraska. I plan to focus my arguments, as opposing counsel did, on the first assignment of error. The two sentencing statutes here are essentially the same, and the difference in language the State would submit is of no consequence. Jump right to the point. The fight is kind of over this word appreciable. As Justice Castle picks up, the definition I use of appreciable in my brief is it means capable of being perceived or measured. And the State would submit that these are functionally equivalent of the Missouri statute. If some sort of impairment is not appreciable, if it cannot be perceived or measured, then how are we going to prove it in court and prove up a DUI conviction?
DUIs can be proven in Nebraska without a chemical test. Is that correct?
Yes. And that's the same as in Missouri. Opposing counsel got into the statutory scheme in Missouri. I think that's a red herring because in Nebraska, the two forms, the two ways to prove a DUI, either through intoxication or through the blood alcohol content, are sub A and sub B under the same statute. Missouri has done that differently, and they have one statute that deals with intoxication, another statute that deals with BAC, but as opposing counsel mentioned, the BAC levels are still the same. Missouri and Nebraska, essentially the DUI, we call it driving under the influence, they call it driving while intoxicated. They're essentially the same, and I would point to the case before Mitchell, State versus Garcia, 281 Nebraska 1st, where this court stated, all states prohibit driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, but subtle variations on that general theme are as numerous as the states themselves. It is not our legislature's intent to prohibit the consideration of prior out-of-state DUI convictions simply because differing elements of the offense or differing quantums of proof make it merely possible that the defendant's behavior would not have resulted in a violation of Nebraska's statute. So, you know, the state submits that there is no definition, there is no violation. And then quickly I'll go into Mitchell. I read Mitchell, I reread it yesterday. I read Mitchell, the court's concern in Mitchell was the two different offenses, that DWAI is a lower, statutorily, is a lower offense than DUI. And rereading Mitchell several times in that case, this court stated that the prior out-of-state conviction has to be for driving under the influence. I think the court's main concern in Mitchell, and we would ask this court to maybe clarify that, is that the Colorado conviction was not under driving under the influence. Difference here, the appellant was convicted of driving while intoxicated, which is driving under the influence. And as pointed out in my brief, this court can look to the Court of Appeals case of Madison, where this particular issue came up, same Missouri statute, I think within a year or two of each other. And the Court of Appeals said that this minor difference in language does not transform, in that case, Madison's Missouri DUI into a different offense. These are the same offenses. They target the same conduct. The Court of Appeals in that case said both Missouri's and Nebraska's DUI laws prohibit intoxication, which impairs a person's ability to drive.
So you said Mitchell needed to be clarified. Can you help us more specifically with that?
I guess...
clarified or overruled?
I think clarification would work because to clarify that the focus is not on the wording of the degree, but of the actual, what the offense was actually, what the defendant was convicted of. So I think it would be an interesting discussion if the appellant was convicted of that driving with an excessive blood alcohol level, that would be a different story of whether that could be brought in. But he was not convicted of that charge. And there is some case law in Missouri of whether that excessive blood alcohol level is a lesser included of their DWI statute. So, yeah, a clarification that the offense has to be for DUI. The language is there in Mitchell. It just maybe, I feel like, can get wrapped around the difference in wording here.
In Madison's is not a published opinion, right?
Correct, Your Honor.
But dare I say, the reasoning in it was that intoxication, which impairs ability to drive, was seen by that panel as the same in Nebraska and Missouri.
Yes.
Intoxication, which impairs ability to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that the foundation of the outcome?
Yes. Whereas in Colorado, I guess, thinking about it a little more, that's just driving while ability impaired. So that statute that Mitchell was convicted of in Colorado doesn't speak to intoxication at all. It talks about an impaired ability. Whereas here, you know, in Missouri and in Nebraska, the intoxication has to affect the driving.
Both intoxication and ability to drive.
Yes.
As compared to Mitchell, which was ability to drive.
Well, driving with an Driving with, yeah, impaired ability.
Okay.
And then one last thing. Appellant focuses on Missouri case law, but seems to ignore the McIntyre versus David decision in Missouri, where the Missouri's own Supreme Court was looking at the exact same difference that this court was looking at. In that case, it was a California DUI used to enhance a Missouri DUI. California standard, pretty much the exact same as Nebraska, required impairment to an appreciable degree, and the Missouri Supreme Court itself said that meant the same as Missouri's standard. With all of that, the state would ask for to affirm the judgment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal? 1 minute and 35 seconds.
To answer one of your questions, I do believe that State v. Mitchell needs to be somewhat better delineated, but I think that the court needs to look at the statutory scheme of each different state to see what, in fact, their DUI laws are. Now, of course, in Colorado, we have driving while ability impaired. That's separate than a DUI. There is, in fact, in Colorado statute, a blood alcohol content of 0.05 to 0.08. But going back to the standard itself, this court said in Mitchell that slightest degree of impairment was not enough. That did not meet the threshold for Nebraska. Even if that had been a DUI, it wouldn't. Now, of course, in Missouri, a Nebraska DUI is always going to be a valid prior there because our threshold is higher. Missouri's is lower. Missouri's is any. Colorado's is slightest. Ours, this court has found, is higher than that. It is an appreciable degree.
Can you respond to the significance of the Davis case in Missouri?
To which
the state just referred.
So I don't believe that it is here. Now that's the case where the California prior was found to be a valid prior in Missouri, but California, like Nebraska, has a higher threshold. It's an appreciable degree. It's not slightest or even any. It's a higher threshold. So a prior in Nebraska would always be a valid prior in Missouri because our standard, this court has found, appreciable degree is higher than any degree which Missouri has. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sipp. We will go on.